creation, land, lament, and the gospel among wounded histories in indigenous spirituality conversations. Christian leaders often hear words like land, ancestors, ceremony, memory, loss, justice, and healing. These words are not small. They may carry generations of pain and generations of belonging. That is why Christian leaders need a strong biblical foundation. We do not begin with fear. We begin with creation. Genesis teaches that God created the heavens and the earth. Creation is not divine, but creation is good. Human beings are made in God's image. We are embodied souls formed for relationship with God, one another, and the created world. This means Christians should not speak as if land is meaningless. Place matters, bodies matter, family history matters. Burial places matter. Stewardship matters. But creation is not the creator. Land is a gift, not a god. Ancestors may be honored, but they are not mediators of salvation. Ceremony may help people remember, grieve, and gather, but ceremony is not the savior. Jesus Christ remains Lord. The second biblical foundation is lament. Lament is honest grief before God. When indigenous people speak of land loss, cultural erasure, family separation, mission wounds, or mistrust of Christianity, a Christian leader should not rush into defense mode. We can listen, we can grieve, we can say, "I am sorry that the name of Christ was connected to harm." That kind of honesty does not weaken the gospel. It makes our witness more truthful. The third foundation is the cross. At the cross, Jesus does not deny evil. He bears sin, shame, violence, injustice, and death. The cross tells the wounded that God sees. The cross tells the guilty that repentance is possible. The cross tells every people that forgiveness and reconciliation are not cheap, but they are real in Christ. The fourth foundation is resurrection. Christian hope is not only memory, it is not only survival, it is not only return to balance. Our hope is the risen Jesus and the new creation he brings. Revelation speaks of the healing of the nations. That means the gospel does not erase peoplehood. It gathers people from every tribe, language, people, and nation under the lordship of Christ. So when you serve in these conversations, move slowly. Honor the person. Ask permission. Do not imitate sacred practices you do not understand. Do not use indigenous symbols as ministry decorations. Do not hide Christ. Do not speak with contempt. A faithful Christian leader can say, "I want to honor your story, and I also want to be honest about my faith in Jesus Christ." That is the path of humble witness. Creation without idolatry. Lament without despair, justice without hatred, and gospel hope without pressure.